Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that line forms on the right,
hey.
Ha! Not that Maggie.
Where is he?
Back in town. Look out,
yeah.
Maggie is back.
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio
202 on the Fan. Big Monagle here with you on this Tuesday morning. We got Jack with me on the other side. And we're rocking and rolling with you till 5 a.m. when the Warm Show comes your way. 888-808-1019. And it's done. It's just done, right? We talked about it last night or yesterday morning, however you put these overnights. I expected, especially the way they coached the game, especially the way Brian Daboll coached the game, the last game of the year against the Eagles, that he was coming back. It was announced this morning, just as I was ready to go to bed. I saw the missive, as we used to call him, from George Steinbrenner, or at least Mike did. We saw the missive from ownership and John Mara that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are coming back. And you know, it's funny, because not only did I predict it, in many ways I want it. In many ways, I think it's what's best for the franchise. I mean, I could have been sold. They've been that bad. I wouldn't be screaming today if they let go of Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. It'd be hard to with this record that they've put together over the last 2 years. So it's kind of a, you know, it's one of those things where a lot of Giant fans probably wanted them both gone. But you could, you know, it's not an easy thing to decide. There's pros and cons. There's this and that. That's what a normal fan, what a host might sound like. But I got to tell you, coming out of listening to John Mara yesterday, the biggest problem I have is he sounded like he had no idea why he's doing what he's doing. That's the biggest problem I've had with this because, look, I think you can make a case to keep them. I believe he's never been given a quarterback. I believe in the last draft class. Some of the same things that John Mara said. But when you listen to John Mara, he sounds completely defeated. He sounds lost, and not mentally lost, just lost in the situation that he's in. And it sounds like clearly the main thing and maybe the only thing that kept certainly Brian Daboll, and possibly both him and Joe Shane, as still making decisions and still empowered by the New York Giants, is because John Mara doesn't know if he can make a hire and doesn't want to. And he's finally just saying, you know what? I can't give you a reason why, but I'm going to keep it because we can't continue to change. That's it. And if I were to talk to John Mara, and again, we're going to get into the different things here and the things he said and what moving forward the Giants should do in the quarterback position, everything. But what was jarring to me, and because we know the owner is the most important thing in the franchise. We could talk about the quarterback, the head coach, the GM, all of it's important. It starts with the owner of the New York Giants. And it sounds like he is so beaten down by the poor decisions he has made since stepping into ownership group as stepping into the owner after the passing of his father. And he hasn't made a single hire that has turned out to be a positive one. They've won Super Bowls, but Tom Coughlin was hired by his father. And it feels like these last few years that have been the worst, arguably, in the 100-year history of the New York Giants and coming off the worst year in the 100-year history of the New York Giants, that John Mara doesn't know how to handle the situation. And he's coming out and he's talking like a fan and he's being honest. And in many ways, I respect that. But there's an old adage of, you know, I'd rather be wrong than ignorant. And when he's speaking, he sounds like me. He sounds like you. He sounds like someone's like, well, listen, there's this. Like when he's asked the question about is the roster better the last 3 years? No, well, listen, I can't tell you the roster's better. Are you going in the right direction? Well, I think we're going to go in the right. I mean, I can't say we are going in the right direction because how can I? Like, you've got to be able to provide some confidence in the decision making of the franchise. And he came out today and made, or yesterday, and made it seem like here's what we're going with. And I'm not sure why, other than I don't want to do what you all want me to do. And I don't trust myself to go make a better hire. And at some point, I've got to just have faith in my instinct, believe in the guys I hired. They've given me just enough where I can talk about last year's draft class and all the rookies that have helped. I could talk about some of the free agent signings and the trade for Burns. And I could talk about, you know, the coach, one coach of the year. And certainly the players didn't give up. And the players still to this day, if you listen to the media, if you listen to their media sessions, rather, they're all talking positive about the coach. And I was listening to Tiki, and he was talking about, he was talking to the players for the prep for the game this week as he was on the broadcast call for the Giants-Eagles. And he said, sometimes you can tell when you ask about the coach and the players say, well, you know, that's my, not my decision. That's up to ownership. You know, I'm just the player on the team. That's the signal you get when players don't want to talk up their coach and aren't happy with it. And he got the opposite. Players, and in the their media sessions, happy Brian Daboll's coming back. Happy the regime's coming back. So I got, he's got just enough to point you in the right direction, or at least give you enough of a reason. And it's not good enough because the winning isn't there. Three wins this year is unacceptable. But he's got, I'm sorry, when I'm watching that press conference, it was up to him to give this fan base the reason to shed light into why he's doing what he's doing. And for me, it's, you can point to the quarterback position, and he said it. And Brian Daboll has never been given that quarterback to try and make this team function. And you see what happens when he can get some quarterback play. He did it his first year. He even was able to turn around, Tommy DeVito and get some wins late last year when the team wasn't playing as bad as it was this year, when they were respectable and got some wins. But John Mara gave you zero confidence. Zero confidence that he believes in what he's doing. And when we talk about Woody Johnson and we see what's going on there, it's a disaster. It's an absolute, I mean, it's just, it's worse than what the Giants situation is. If all the stories are true and everything, John Mara isn't, you know, completely making, you know, boneheaded decisions based on the idea that he's smarter than everybody else. But I needed a little bit of John Mara being confident in what he's doing. So that was the first takeaway before we get into the actual process of whether or not he has faith, because that's what it is. I mean, that, like, whether or not he has faith in these two guys is what's behind the whole decision. Now, I don't need him to go out and give a contract extension necessarily. And I understand when he's asked the question about, is this a long-term answer? If they draft a young quarterback, is this a long-term thing then? Because you don't want to change quarterbacks. And he says, well, I understand the question. I'm not going to answer the question. That's fine, because I totally believe that he will be. And I'm going to give you some of the answers right now that why I think I don't look at it the same way many people do. Like, I was listening to Evan and all the reports. Well, you got to have confidence in him. And, oh, he's going to be on the hot seat next year. And if they don't win games, clearly he said, I better be in a better mood next year at this time than I am now. And I'll tell you, I don't think that's very difficult to be in a better mood than next year. I don't think you have to go out and win 10 games to be in a better mood. I don't necessarily think the Giants are on a hot seat, or Brian Daboll and Joe Shane will be on the quote-unquote hot seat and have a playoff mandate, as some people are saying, or have some sort of win mandate. I don't think they will, and clearly Joe Shane doesn't. When Joe Shane's asked whether or not he has to make the playoffs, you couldn't say the word no faster than Joe Shane did in his press conference. But the first jarring thing to me before we get into all of that is John Mara, and whether or not because he doesn't want to lie to you, or whether or not he's a good liar or not, or whether he's just an honest guy, and I respect the hell out of John Mara. I do. I believe he is a solid owner who wants nothing more than the success of this franchise. It's his life. It's everything he wants. It's all he knows. He is desperate to get a winner in here. He's willing to do whatever it takes. I respect John Mara, but he has to come out in that press conference and at least show faith in the decision he's making, right or wrong. because it's left it up for debate and questions, because he's answering questions and honestly saying, I can't tell you we're headed in the right direction. Well, then why are you keeping them? I can't tell you the roster's any better. They haven't done, like, he came out and gave you nothing to make you feel confident in his thought of Shane and Dable and what they can do moving forward, other than I've tried it the other way of firing when I feel like this, and it hasn't worked. It's blown up in my face. Time after time, I've done this, and it's failed. So let's try and hold on and ride through and see if I can come out cleaner on the other side. Because there's really nothing else he said to give you confidence. And for me, I'd rather have the owner come out and be a little bit more confident than maybe he truly feels, to instill some confidence in the fan base that at least you have a direction and a steadfast belief in what you're doing. And John Mara didn't do anything to make me feel any better that it's the right direction, or that he even honestly believes it's the right direction. He's making decisions solely on the purpose of not wanting to make decisions, which is what a lot of the fan base fears. And while it might be honest, and I respect it, my jarring thing coming out of this is he doesn't know which end is up, and he has no problem telling us. And for a fan base that's dealt with everything over the last 8 years, that's hard to hear and hard to see. As we're dealing with Woody Johnson, and I'm not trying to compare them, but the inept ownership, I mean, it feels like right now, John Mara is a major problem inside the winning of this franchise, because he can't even make decisions and tell you he's confident in those decisions. That's step one. Whether this turns out to be the right move or wrong move, John Mara told you, I don't have confidence in this decision. I'm kicking the decision down the line because I don't feel like making it today. And that's not where you want to feel the owner is coming from. Now, to get to the specifics of what he said and the specifics of my problem with the decision, forget whether or not John Mara believes in it. We've already established that, and it bothers me and it scares me to my core that an owner is making decisions he doesn't believe in. But when he tells you that, when does this franchise need to win? Well, it better happen soon because I'm losing patience. Some of the answers clearly lead to the idea that there's not confidence, like I've been speaking about for the last 10 minutes. And that's my fear when I've talked about wanting Joe Shane and Brian Dable to stay, is if you are buying into this group moving forward, to me, it should be treated as hiring a new regime. It should be treated as, look, I'm giving them another chance at the rebuild, not giving them another chance to have a winning season. That's how I think if you're going to keep Shane and Dable, it should be treated as I'm giving them another chance to fix it. I'm not just giving them another chance to make me happy come December and January. I'm giving them another chance to fix it. And while some of the words he spoke indicate that that's not the case, I still think it is. Because to me, when he tells you he better be in a better mood than he is right now, I refuse to believe that John Mara, as confused as he sounded yesterday, is going to forget what happened at the beginning of Daniel Jones' career. Because if they do draft a young quarterback, and obviously he spoke about how the quarterback is the most important position, if they decide to draft a young quarterback, there is no way, I'm sorry, if this team drafts a young quarterback and Brian Dable shows you that he is developing that quarterback, if this team actually has some offensive production, because remember, this year's team offensively was terrible. They were averaging 14 points a game at home. They were, you know, as much as he wants to rail about the defense and tired about watching teams go up and down the field, that might be true. And Shane Bowen might not be long for this job, and that might be fair. And the defense was terrible. And the defense dealt with injuries. And the defense had young guys playing in the defensive backfield. And as bad as the defense was, this is about scoring points from an offensive coach. And if you draft a young quarterback, whether it be Ward, whether it be Sanders, whether it be someone else, and you show that this offense can score, that you are moving in the right direction offensively, and you've got a stud wide receiver now, and you've got an offensive line that you're going to have plenty of money in free agency. Like, if this plan could be moving forward, if Brian Daboll can show you next year, hey, I've got the young quarterback, and now we're going to be good at the salary cap because I didn't have to pay him $40, $50 million, the going rate of a veteran quarterback. I've got a young quarterback. I've shown within the first couple of this first season that I'm putting him in the right direction. We've scored some points. I'm going to be able now to put money into my defense, my offensive line, all over the place because I don't have to pay the young quarterback, even if they lose. Even if going into next year, which we've talked about, is a very difficult schedule, an impossible home schedule in particular, against a division now that has the young quarterback in Washington and changed their franchise, that has a good team in Philadelphia, and that honestly, despite this year being down for the Dallas Cowboys, with Dak Prescott and this team, they have typically been better than the New York Giants for sure. The Giants can't beat the Cowboys. So even though, I mean, the idea that they're going to win a lot of games next year when the division's very difficult and they don't play well against the division, plus what's going to be all the difficult home schedule. Like, I'm sorry, I don't know what John Mara is expecting. Like, that's what all of this, none of it plays into the idea of next year better be good. None of it plays into it. So even though he's saying it now, it's almost like he's in the moment. And in the moment, he's sick of the losing. So when he says, I better be in a better mood, because by no means did he say there's a playoff mandate. No, by no means did he say I need 10 wins. By no means did he say I need a winning season. He said, I better be in a better mood. And I promise you, if they get a young quarterback and they play better offensively and score points and show a relationship between that quarterback and Malik Nabers, and then have the ability to say, look, because we have the young quarterback, we have ability to spend money. And because of the losing, we might have a draft pick like this time next year, even if it's 5 or 6 wins. If you're able to turn to the owner and say, look, I have a young quarterback that I'm showing you I have promise and we've scored points. I've got a stud wide receiver. I've got a great left tackle. The offensive line is coming together. Even if they lose because the defense is bad. Even if they lose just because they're a young team and a bad schedule. Even if they lose because the quarterback makes mistakes late in games that cost them games against a tough schedule. I got a young quarterback. We have flexibility money-wise because we're not paying the quarterback. I'm going to have a top pick with the losing as well. I'm going to be able to spend money on my defense, spend money on my offensive line. I've got the stud wide receiver to go with him. Like, that's progress. And he's already done this with Daniel Jones and swapped coaches on a young kid who had a promising start to his career. He won't do it again. So even though I'm disappointed in John Mara's overall message and trying to reason with the fans and explain to the fans that he knows are probably mostly against this move, the lack of confidence he's shown now in his own decision-making, I still believe when you hear, I need to be in a better mood. This better turn around quickly. I'm losing patience. I think that you can answer those questions and you can satisfy what John Mara is feeling right now without having to go to the playoffs, without having to win 10 games. There is a pathway where this coach can show he's developing a young quarterback, that there's flexibility. Now, if they have a good draft class, like, they don't have to be a playoff team. They can't be the worst team in the league. They can't have 3 wins, understandably. But I don't think it takes turning the whole franchise around and play in 1 year and winning 10 to 11 games and making the playoffs next year to satisfy what John Mara is talking about. I honestly don't. And I think it can be a hell of a lot of an easier rebuild than a lot of people think, even if they don't win games because the schedule is so tough for the New York Giants next year, because they might have a young quarterback going through some growing pains. And I think once he made the decision to keep them, he's going to realize that it makes no sense to turn around and fire them 1 year into a young quarterback. Now, that's even if they get the young quarterback, which at the number 3 draft pick is not easy. The other thing I think a lot of fans were glad to hear is Joe Shane talking about not going to make big-time moves in self-preservation mode, that he doesn't, his quote, there's not going to be any Hail Marys to try and save my job. I'm going to build this in the right way. So whatever they do, they clearly need a quarterback. If they bring a veteran quarterback in here and get offensive production and show that they can score points from an offensive coach in Brian Daboll, I don't think it takes changing from... I don't think they need to show the same progress that Washington made in winning 12 games. I don't think they need to show some sort of unbelievable turnaround year one. I think they're, and I know it's year four, but it's year one to me. And that's how this owner should view it. And that's the main problem I have with what happened today, because it doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like he's looking at it as year one of this mulligan, as opposed to, I'll give them one more chance to win some games. Because that doesn't make any sense. And I honestly believe today, he's so confused. He's so upset with himself, with the franchise, with the losing, with his decision-making over the last few years, that all he can think about right now is trying to win some games. And all they have to do is show progress. And especially if they go get their young quarterback. So I don't know if it's self-preservation or just team preservation or just the idea of that's the best way to build a roster. But John Mara needs to show a hell of a lot more confidence in his decision-making. And if he's going to bring these guys back, you have to believe in them. And John Mara did not show me enough confidence moving forward. So I hope it's the right decision. I do believe he made the right call here. But if he's going to be quick to try and look for some quick fix, then it was a mistake, because the first 3 years did not put themselves in a position to make that in this 1 year. And you can say whether or not they should be able to, after 4 years, they should have this kind of team. They don't. And if you're looking for that, then today should have been a day where changes were made. And I still believe that John Mara sees it, despite the fact that today he spoke in many ways differently. I think when push comes to shove, as long as they show him that progress, as long as they get this quarterback, I believe Brian Daboll can give him enough and Joe Shane can give him enough to have belief moving forward. 888-808-1019. So we'll talk about the Giants and their decision-making and really the owner and his inability to instill confidence in his own thought process, which scared the hell out of me today. We'll get to the Jets and their coaching plans as they continue to add a myriad of names to the list of GMs and coaching candidates for their empty slots, as well as Aaron Rodgers. We could always talk that. A little baseball, too, is a possible Yankee move came out today. We also got some word on whether we could see Pete Alonso signing a short-term deal. So there's some baseball stuff to get to. We'll get to all of it here as we take it till 5 o'clock in the morning. 888-808-1019. Mick Monagle here with you on The Fan. We'll be right back with your calls next.